Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the hour 3 Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you, like you to be a part of it. 844-322-2742 is the number. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today is a special day, or actually the eve of a special day. Tomorrow is Billy Rayburn's birthday, and we had the privilege of celebrating that with her today for lunch. And this is also her 20th year with Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
So she came on board with us in 1997, and we are just thrilled to have her, and it's been a joy for all of us to
Indeed.
Work with her. And I know many of our listeners know Billy. They've talked to her on the phone, and if you would like to call and wish her a happy birthday or send a note through email, you can write to me, bob@basicgospel.net, and just tell Billy happy birthday. She's just a wonderful
sweet lady,
asset to our ministry, a very, very sweet lady, and loves just being involved in ministry, telling people about Jesus, and you know, encouraging people in their walk of faith with Jesus. And it's exciting. I'm very close to her as far as my office to her desk, and I hear her talk on the phone, and every time she's talking with somebody, I just get the biggest smile on my face hearing her sweet spirit and just the way she expresses the grace of God. You know, it talks about let your words be seasoned with grace, and that's certainly what I hear. And I know that's what you experience when you talk to her on the phone. So happy birthday and congratulations to Billy. And thank you so much for all the wonderful years of serving the Lord here at Basic Gospel.
Indeed.
And this week we're talking about faith, faith alone. You and Andrew had a fantastic broadcast yesterday, Richard. I was able to hear a lot of that. And, man, I was just so awed and so appreciative of the incredible words of encouragement, the words of truth that were spoken so clearly. And you guys just rocked it yesterday.
Thank you.
Yes, that was great to hear. So let's continue the conversation and talk a little bit more about faith. What is faith? And I think that's a question we need to ask ourselves more often because we just really don't know. And since we don't know, we try to make up things as far as what faith is. But the Bible tells us what faith is. It's a very clear definition, Hebrews 11:1. And in that particular passage, we read this, that now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So there is the clearest and simplest definition of faith in the Word of God. So it's confidence. Faith is confidence, and faith is assurance. It's confidence in what we hope for. Well, what in the world do we as believers hope for? Well, a resurrected body, a new body, eternity with Christ, being with Him forever, the wonderful hope of, you know, that very last breath we breathe in these bodies. At that moment, we're absent from these bodies and present with the Lord. So faith is confidence that those things are not pie-in-the-sky theory, but these are actual truths, that these will happen. And so having a confidence in this hope really changes the way we live our lives here and now, and it gives us the assurance about these things that we do not see. I mean, you can't see forgiveness, can you?
No.
You cannot see God's forgiveness. We want to feel it, and I know that was my big deal. I wanted to feel that God had forgiven me. I wanted just this, I don't know, sign from the heavens. I wanted this internal you know, voice saying, hey, that sin is forgiven. But all the stuff that I did, you know, all the prayers, all the begging, all the pleading, still at the end of it, I never felt forgiven. And that's not faith. Faith isn't about feelings. Faith is about resting in what's true. And if you're in Christ, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
That's true. Now, believing, faith, is that assurance that it's true. There's a lot of us that doubt, don't we? Yeah. We're not sure that our sins are forgiven. Well, what does God want us to be? Assured that our sins are forgiven. A lot of us aren't sure about our identity in Christ. We have this dual identity. We're sinners on one hand, saints on the other. Well, if that's the case, then the hand that's the sinner is going to take precedence.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're going to be so focused on that hand, we forget about the truth that we really are children of God.
Yeah.
So we have to come to grips with the fact that we only have one identity. We're children of God. We can't really see that, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyone who has been born again of the Spirit has been given the right to be called children of God. That's what we are. So faith is the assurance that that is true. And we could just go on down the list. We don't see righteousness, but guess what? Believers in Christ are righteous.
Yeah.
How did that happen? God gave us his righteousness. We didn't see that exchange take place. It wasn't like we were at a store and this transaction of righteousness happened. This is a by faith thing. We received it by faith. And so faith is that assurance that it's true. Now, we could think our worst thought, we could do our worst deed, but if we're in Christ, we're still righteous. We have to believe that. That's what faith is. And it's time for us to really take a stand on what Christ has accomplished for us and truly believe it with total assurance of faith. And that's what God is moving us to. That's why he put his Holy Spirit in us, so that we could have this confidence and this assurance that the Bible calls faith. So it's a wonderful thing.
It is.
And it's simple trust, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's simple reliance, simple dependence upon Jesus, the fact he's alive in us, and in his work that he accomplished for us 2,000 years ago. That's faith.
That is faith. Yep. One of the things that I've struggled with forever and a day was coming down to what is the core, the nub of faith. And I've been struck over the last several years that the core of faith is Jesus. Right? If I don't have faith, what I'm saying to Jesus is, no, you didn't. Whatever it was, Jesus claimed, no, you didn't. But when I've got faith, I'm looking at him and saying, yes, you did, and it belongs to me.
Yes.
And my life's going to change.
Absolutely. And that's what we talked about earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Jesus is the substance of our faith.
Yeah.
We often, you know, we want more faith, we want larger faith, bigger faith, and Jesus, to those kind of questions, said, if you just had faith of a mustard seed. And we think of that in terms of size just a little bit. But what he's actually saying is that your faith, what matters is substance. And the substance of our faith is Jesus Christ himself.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad that you're with us, friends. And we would love for you, if you're listening to the broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, to give us a call and be a part of the broadcast. 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now. 844-322-2742. Friends, you've heard us talking about the DVD series, The Reformation Project, and we hope you'll get a copy of it. It centers on those things, actually five truths, that ignited the Protestant Reformation. Keep in mind that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we need your ongoing support. Your copy of The Reformation Project is awaiting your gift in October to Basic Gospel. Just go online to basicgospel.net and click that donate button, or donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. The Reformation Project, we have a copy for you.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to our phone lines and start with Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Bob, I sure am glad to hear you on the radio. You're not outside those doors roaming around. I'm just very grateful that you're back in the chair.
Well, I appreciate that, Brad. Thank you.
I left your message on your phone, too. Hey, I had listening to yesterday's broadcast, and I think my question when I give it to you has everything to do with what you have been talking about in the opening remarks. It has everything to do with the 5 points of the Reformation Project. If people understood those 5 points and understood what you just got done talking about, that the object of our faith is Jesus Christ, it's all about him, they wouldn't be doing what I have. I have a question for you about, I don't know which scripture it is, but I know there's one that talks about being baptized in water and you shall be saved. Would you all please wrap the context around that verse? I mean, I believe everything you believe about it, but I'd like to hear what the context is. So when it comes up with my relatives and people in the neighborhood, that I can do it justice.
Well, Brad, we will do our best with that. There's really just two verses in the Bible. Acts 2:38 is one where after Peter gives his sermon, they're asking, well, what should we do? And he says, repent and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So there's that passage. And then in Mark chapter 16, I think it's around verse 9 or 11, same type of thing is said there by Mark. Now, the thing about Mark's passage is it wasn't that little piece of scripture, that ending, those ending verses that have that information in it, weren't found in earlier manuscripts. So that was information that was added to the tail end of Mark. But both of those passages, when you look at the context, you see that belief is the thing. It is always by grace through faith in Jesus. And water baptism is simply something that can mark that occasion as it did back in those days, or be a celebration of that belief, that inward belief that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he offers life to those who receive him. So nowhere in the Bible does it say that you have to be water baptized to be saved. That phrase really isn't even in the Bible. It's only baptism. Repent and be baptized. They did it with water back then. I think water is a great way to reflect the reality of what's happened in your life. But nowhere in the Word of God is it included in the gospel. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 that God sent him to preach the gospel, not to baptize. Well, if baptism was a part of the gospel, baptism was necessary, water baptism was necessary in order to be saved, then he would have included that in that letter to the Corinthians. But the fact that he did not, and he made such a direct statement that God did not send me to baptize but to preach the gospel, I think gives us the clearest understanding that baptism, water baptism, is not part of the gospel.
I do recall that people quote this fact that there's a scripture that says you shall be baptized and you shall be saved. And I guess that may be in Mark. I'm not sure, but there's a lot of people stand on that, and really, they're very misled. And if they would just get a hold of the basic gospel message, the new covenant message, the message of grace, new identity, a lot of that stuff would just get blown away.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you being there, and I love all of you, and we'll talk to you later.
Well, thanks, Brad. We sure appreciate it. It's interesting if somebody is going to say water baptism is necessary to be saved, then if Jesus asked them, why are you saved? Well, I was baptized in water. Well, that doesn't cut it.
No.
It's I was baptized in water. I did something. Well, it's not about what you do. It's about what Jesus did for you. His blood took away your sins once and for all. His burial ended your old way of life so that you died in him. His resurrection enabled you to come alive spiritually and to have eternal life. That's the story. Water baptism simply reflects that story. It tells that story to a public audience. But you were included in that story the moment you believed.
Yes.
You get to tell that story through water baptism at a later time. So don't rest in your water baptism. Don't think that you should go to the Lord and say, I was baptized in water, and think that's going to be enough to get you in heaven, because that's not faith. That is your human effort trying to gain entrance into heaven. Yeah. Christ is the one that did the work. Christ alone, period.
Absolutely.
End of story.
End of story.
That's right.
Got it in there. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you're with us today. You know, a great way to stay connected to Basic Gospel is through the app. And with the Basic Gospel app, you can listen live, you can send a question, you can make a donation. You can do it all with the Basic Gospel app.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Joshua listening to us in Willows, California. Hi, Joshua.
Hello, Bob.
Great to hear from you today. What's on your mind?
Good to hear from you guys, too. This is more of kind of a testimony of what you guys are talking about today. You know, the gospel of Christ that you guys preach, and the book, I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm getting two, as I said, and I'm one for myself and one to give to my folks. It almost seems too good to be true, the gospel of Christ, when you actually finally get it. And you guys keep preaching it in a way that helps people understand it. And that's a huge blessing, because I know there's good meaning ministries out there that they mean good, but they teach bordering legalism. And when that happens, it takes away all your joy and freedom in Christ and from the gospel. You know, I was wrapped up in a church that was kind of a name it or claim it or word of faith, whatever. And I went from one ditch to the other, to a Church of Christ that you had to use one cup, you know, and this and that. But I finally, it was through, probably about 8-9 years ago, when it was people to people, I got back on the right path. And you guys have definitely helped me to do that. And talking about feelings, I'm a very feeling-orientated man. I've been a Christian for about 23 years now. But when I have feelings, you know, sometimes I equate those to God when it's not really to be equated with God. It's my aunt even said it this way. She goes, Josh, we walk by faith, not by sight. And I say, yeah. She goes, put in feelings in there. We walk by faith, not by feelings. And that really helped me out a lot. So, hey, I just wanted to tell you guys real fast that you're doing a great job, a ministry that I can definitely support and feel good about it. And people are being set free every day. So God bless you all. Bob Christopher, Bob
Davis,
Richard Piper, and Bob Davis. Yes.
So Joshua, this is Richard. First, thanks for your very kind words, but I've just got to say this. You live in the town I spent the first 5 years of my life in. Willows, California. Small world, man.
Very small world. You guys, if you talk to Bob Davis later and ask him about Willows, it's a tiny rice-filled town, and I want to let others get on the phone. So God bless all three of you, and great testimony, Bob Davis. I'll never forget that.
Hey. Well, thank you, Joshua.
Joshua, thanks so much for your call. Thank you for your encouragement, and keep looking to Jesus, my friend. And I think what Joshua is saying is something that we need to be reminded of.
Yeah.
Our souls can't get enough of the story of Jesus. You know, we're constantly being bombarded by worldly messages, and we're being beaten down, we're being accused, we're being all sorts of things, just living in this world in which we live. And our souls get dry and thirsty and parched, and it's the story of Jesus that really satisfies. So we need to hear it time and time again.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Joshua was saying that is so important is it takes time for us to really hear what the message is. We can get involved in churches and we can hear Jesus being mentioned kind of in passing or sprinkled into sermons. But when you look at a lot of those sermons, a lot of what's being taught, it's all about us. It's what we should be doing, how we should be living, how we should be responding, what attitudes we should have. And a lot of those things you don't even have to be a Christian to live out. Mm-hmm. You can live out under any belief system. But there's only one Jesus. There's only one gospel. There's only one life that can really be lived out, and that's through faith in Christ. And Joshua hung with us for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful for that. And in doing so, a lot of that legalistic teaching got pushed out and was replaced by Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. And that's good news.
That is good news.
Joshua, thank you for your kind words. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to go to William in Livermore, California. Hi, William.
Hi, Bob. Let me just say that I thank God for raising up ministries like yours that speak the truth found in the Word of God. It helps so many people out. As somebody who is new to ministry, I got to tell you that the fruit of the Spirit of long suffering is being played out in me. Some of these people, I can't believe. That they how blind and deaf they are. For example, the whole issue regarding 1 John 1:9, they latch onto it like an Alabama tick and will not let go of it. unless you can confess your sins, you will not be forgiven. And even when you point out that the same Apostle John in the next chapter tells us that Jesus is the one who turns aside the wrath of God, taking away our sins, and not only ours, but the sins of the whole world, not the sins of those who confess, but the sins of the whole world, they deny what that says.
Yeah, they sure do, William. And that gets right back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the broadcast. What is faith? Well, faith is that confidence in what we hope for, that assurance of things that we cannot see. I can't see what forgiveness is all about with my physical eyes. But I know Christ died, and I know the Word of God says that His blood took away my sins once and for all, and I know that the Word of God says that those who are in Christ have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now, I'm either going to rest in that with assurance or I'm not.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we see is that those who grab hold of 1 John 1:9 are not resting in confident assurance that Jesus' blood took away their sins. Why? Because they're saying, no, my confession is what brings about forgiveness. That's not faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. That kind of attitude is not what God is looking for. What God is looking for is that assurance that Christ did it all, that He took away our sins once and for all, and there's no more sacrifice for sins, and that we stand before Him as forgiven people. Well, William, you keep reaching out. You keep proclaiming truth. And trusting that into the Lord's hands, and you'll see Him start working in people's lives.
Yes, indeed.
Bob, take it away.
Thank you, William. Good to hear from you, brother, as always. And friends, remember, we have this wonderful DVD that Bob and Richard have produced. It's called The Reformation Project, and we want you to have a copy. There's also a brochure with the same name, a pamphlet with powerful passages that speak to the heart. You can find both when you visit our website, basicgospel.net. We'd like for you to have a copy of both, as a matter of fact. So click donate online at basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. And thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Till then, for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.